This podcast is brought to you by RexMD. RexMD makes men's health real simple by delivering FDA-approved prescription ED medication discreetly to your door. Just fill out a survey and, if appropriate, you'll get an ED medication sample pack. Get yours at RexMD.com/Howie. That's RexMD.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
When do Americans get their freedom back?
When we get the level of infection in this country low enough.
I can't do this. I'm sorry. I just can't do it.
We had 15 days to slow the spread, turned into 1 year of lost liberty.
I don't look at this as a liberty thing, Congressman Jordan.
Well, that's obvious.
As a public health thing.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time.
President Roosevelt clearly had the right to send to the United States Senate, the United States Congress, a proposal to pack the court. He was legalistically absolutely correct, but it was a bonehead idea.
Well, sir, don't the voters deserve to know?
No, they don't. I'm not going to play his game.
His view is that he wants to hear from this commission that has a range of viewpoints.
What am I doing here? I'm going to lose track here. And
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. 844-500-4242 is the number to call to join the program. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr as he's taking the slide again. And we're going to have another hour of fun and frivolity here. 844-500-4242. You know, something in the intro and something that Howie's been talking about today is this back and forth between Jim Jordan and Dr. Fossey, as Maxine Waters call him. I guess that's because he dances around the issues when asked a question. Like Bob Fossey, choreographer for Broadway way back when. Don't ask me why I know that. Well, I've been in theater. I was in theater for a while. Then I wised up and left all those liberal people behind. So Dr. Fauci was asked by Jim Jordan. Well, let's play the cut there, Matt. This is cut 12.
I don't look at this as a liberty thing, Congressman Jordan.
Well, that's obvious.
As a public health thing.
But I
disagree with you on that.
You think the Constitution is suspended during a virus, during a pandemic? It's certainly not.
They pretty much have suspended parts of the Constitution. Freedom of speech has certainly taken a hit over the past year. How many people have been canceled because they don't believe what they're being told by people like Dr. Fauci, Dr. Fossey, or Dr. Posse? However, Maxine Waters is addressing him today. And I would be interested to know what you think. I think I know what you think on this question I'm going to ask. But what has been impacted more by the mandates that have been set forth by people like Dr. Fauci? I mean, Dr. Fauci hasn't really put forth any mandates. He's put forth guidelines that have become mandates when left to the states. So governors like Charlie Parker, governors like in the states of Michigan, California, Gavin Newsom, all these big liberal states where the most stringent of mandates have been put in place, what has been more affected by these mandates, public health or liberties? Public health or liberties? I dare say liberties have been more affected by the mandates than public health. I don't think, much like I don't think climate change is affected as to large an extent by man's doing, as some people say it is, I don't think that the public health crisis that we've been faced with for the past year, I don't think the needle has moved on that really at all because of anything that we've done. think sicknesses have their seasons. They take their course, and they work their way through as many people as they can in a certain community. And in this circumstance, community is the entire world. I don't think there's anything we've done outside of vaccinations that has really affected public health. Just go back, look at the numbers, look at the graphs. Look at the graphs compared, you know, you've got one state with mask mandates and you've got one state without mask mandates. Which one has seen higher incidence of deaths and hospitalizations? 10 to 1. It's always the state with the most strict mandates.
Sorry.
They can't get it under control because they don't know how to get it under control. They don't know the first thing about science, you know, virus science, virology. And again, I'm not saying I do either. I'm not saying any of us here do. Most of us in the listening audience don't know. We've learned what we've learned because of things that have happened throughout this pandemic. But the bottom line is there's no stopping it. Once it reaches your shores, there's no way to stop it. You can't trace your way out of it. You can't mask mandate your way out of it. What liberties have been affected? Well, just your overall respiratory system has been violated, I would say. Your freedom to walk into any place of business without a mask. In some cases, be in public without a mask. I don't think that was ever mandated by Massachusetts. Well, actually, it was. It was mandated by Massachusetts, but even Charlie Baker admitted that he couldn't enforce it. So I believe that was lifted, possibly. But it was a mandate for indoors. You have to wear a mask. It still is. Still is. I have to come into work every day with a mask on because we've got Karens in the building. It's an office building. We share space with other people. And that comes with Karenism. But that's been affected. Travel, to an extent, has been affected. A lot of states, including Massachusetts, they didn't want you traveling from here to there. They didn't want you traveling anywhere. Rhode Island was crazy. Connecticut was crazy. There's stories of people being pulled over because they had out-of-state license plates and they were told to go back home. Where are you going? None of your business. Unless I committed a traffic violation, you have no reason to be pulling me over. That's a violation. Again, freedom of speech, to an extent, has been violated. Your freedom to breathe, no, that's not necessarily in the Constitution unless you want to, you know, life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. But, you know, a lot of things have been violated. I don't think the public health, I don't think the needle has moved on that as much as we say it has because of any of the mandates. I would argue we've probably backpedaled because of a lot of these mandates. The masks have made a lot of people sick of their own germs they carry. You know, they're not being exposed to, I would say people are more susceptible to other viruses now because they haven't been exposed. Could we have a more lethal flu season this coming fall? Who knows? They say we haven't really had a flu season at all because people have been wearing masks. Fine. But what happens this coming year when we haven't been paying attention to it? We haven't exposed ourselves to anything. I think the it's going to be interesting to see what happens in New Hampshire. I do applaud Governor Chris Sununu. I'm so glad that he has lifted the mask mandate as of tomorrow. He's actually not reinstating the mask mandate. A New Hampshire's governor says the state will lift its mask mandate Friday, though individual communities and businesses will be allowed to continue to impose restrictions. New Hampshire was the last state in New England to adopt a statewide mask mandate in November, and with Friday's change, will be the first to lift it. Governor Chris Sununu said today he also plans to remove many business restrictions on May 7th and replace them with recommendations instead. So a lot of this, what we've been asking for, by and large, what we've been asking for this whole time, just treat us like adults. New Hampshire is doing that. I really hope that states like Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Vermont, Maine, they also follow suit here. But I bet they're going to be watching what happens in New Hampshire. New Hampshire is going to be a lot like Florida in the Northeast. And I say Howie's down there now, of course. He'll be back up in about a month, less than a month's time. I was down there for my recent vacation, went to Sarasota area, the other side, Howie would say, oh, that's the other side of the state. And it was not as, I was actually surprised that it was not as open as I thought it would be. We stayed in Siesta Key area. It's very nice, and the center of town was a lot more lax. But once you got into the city of Sarasota, it was mask city. Every business you had to go in, you had to wear a mask. Signs on the door, and that was because. And I had gone down there with my family because we were under the impression that we would be in free Florida, right? You know, you hear Howie talking about it all the time. It's free Florida down there. Everything's wide open. And it's true. Everything is wide open. There really aren't any business restrictions other than the masks. There really weren't any capacity restrictions either, as far as I noticed. But it was left up to the communities, whether they wanted to keep the mask mandates in place or lift them for businesses. It was up to the communities because Ron DeSantis decided it would be that way. So if you're living in a more free, you know, Trump-voting county, chances are the cities and towns in those counties are going to be more apt to have fewer mask mandates as opposed to maybe some of the more blue parts of the state. So that's a tip for me next time. I've got to, hopefully this isn't going on by my next vacation. We've got to research what county, what community we're going to. 844-500-4242. I've got a few more things to say on New Hampshire lifting the mask mandate, and we'll get some sound from Governor Chris Sununu for tomorrow because I'm sure he had a great press conference today and people were excited about this, and I'm sure a lot of the reporters were sounding the alarm. Why are you doing this now? We're still in a pandemic. People are still dying. Give me a break. 844-500-4242. We'll take your calls on the other side. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr, and this is The Howie Carr Show.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Radio Network. There's no silencing him. They've tried.
You're not going to intimidate me. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by GoldCo. We're all facing a global pandemic, U.S. debt piling up, and a looming Biden tax plan, all set to wreak havoc on our retirement savings. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to learn how you can protect your money. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. Matt, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What is your least favorite professional sports league? Is it MLB, NBA, NFL, or NHL?
There's so many different ways, but that any of them could be my least favorite, but I'll approach it from the woke standpoint. I'm going to go with the majority, NBA.
That's true. 67% do not like the NBA.
Yeah, I really never watched NBA, NHL, or MLB. I was just a football guy. Really not that much to that extent, but even football this year, I turned it off, except for the Super Bowl. Because it was an excuse, because you know why I watched the Super Bowl? Because Charlie Baker told me not to. He told me not to watch the Super Bowl with people that were outside of my immediate household. So I invited people I knew that were outside of my immediate household to my house to watch the Super Bowl in protest of Charlie Baker. See, that's how it works. If you're protesting something that you don't believe in, but somebody comes across to you and says, well, it's wrong for you to even do that in the first place, to watch that football game, then I protest him. That trumps the original protest, okay? That's protest math 101. 844-500-4242. Rita, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Rita.
Oh, hi, Taylor. How you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to say that, you know, it's great if some governors like Sununu and then the South Dakota governor and various other governors, you know, if they say, oh, the mandate's lifted or whatever, because even in Florida, DeSantis did it a while back. I mean, he was probably the first one. And the trouble is there's a lot of companies, I don't know if I could say which one, but my daughter works on Disney property, and you cannot take off your mask.
Right,
but
no, I saw that. I saw that story, Rita. They actually said that you know, all the employees have to wear masks, even when you're in a costume, right?
Well, yeah, those people, I feel bad because it's so hot. I mean, they can't even deal with it when there's no mask. So I don't know how they're surviving, but, you know, it's trouble for people with allergies and various other people. And up here, you know, my daughter did come up at one point recently. You know, she was pretty surprised about the restrictions, but, you know, it has hurt people's health. My husband used to go to the gym all the time. Yeah. He was in his late 70s. He was a very fit guy. And just recently, and I'll tell you, it's like like 10 days ago, he had a major heart attack because wears the mask. It was the most, he never had any health problems, but you know, you can't go, he doesn't want to go to the gym. No one wants to go to the gym wearing a mask.
No, it's horrible. I have a friend who's very into fitness, and we started going to, a private gym that one of his family members owns. And so we were the only ones with the key. So we had access to a mask-free gym. It was nice. But as soon as other people started showing up, you had to put the mask on. And you know, look, let's face it, I'm not the most in-shape guy. If you're looking on the camera, you can probably see that. But, you know, me normally being out of breath, between me being out of breath with a mask on, it's much more difficult for me to do any physical exercise with any great impact. I feel your pain, Rita. I hope your husband's doing a lot better. Thanks very much for the call. 844-500-4242. Mark, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, good evening, Taylor.
Good evening.
So you were talking about freedoms that we've lost or had suspended, and when I mentioned to your screener there was the freedom to congregate freely and associate, you know, human being to human being.
Right.
You know, a year of chat and Zoom calls and virtual this and virtual that, we're learning to live without each other. And our kids, I think, are the ones who are most affected.
Yeah, I fear for my son's future. Mark, wasn't it New York where Governor Cuomo, he had the state troopers riding around the neighborhoods looking for people with, you know, a lot of cars outside their houses on Thanksgiving?
Any community group, any kind of club or anything that you were associated with, that's all.
Yeah,
gone.
How many churches kowtowed to the mandates, which, I mean, every time a Democrat, you know, says, you know, the abortion argument comes up and churches try to say their piece, they say separation of church and state. But when it impacts churches negatively, they say, oh, you have to abide by it. 844-500-4242. We'll be back with more of your calls and much more conversation coming up next on the Howie Carr Show. Don't go anywhere.
Men's health doesn't get much attention, and that's partly our fault, guys. We don't like going to the doctor, and we definitely don't like talking about really sensitive issues. Here's the thing. A lot of men's health issues have really simple solutions. RexMD.com is here for that. RexMD makes getting prescription ED medications easy, all done online and from the comfort of home, then delivered. No office visits, no talking to a receptionist. Super simple. And right now, sample packs of ED medications are available for listeners of the Howie Carr Show. Here's how it works. You fill out a quick medical questionnaire on their website, and a doctor reviews your situation and prescribes the ED medication you need, if appropriate. Then, your medication is shipped right to your door with free two-day shipping. They carry all of the most popular medications and at great prices. It's never been easier to take control of your health. These sample pack prescriptions I mentioned are available at rexmd.com/Howie. So go to rexmd.com/Howie to get started with RexMD. rexmd.com/Howie.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. Taylor Cormier here filling in for Howie Carr last 25 minutes of the show. And so there were some warnings that came along with this announcement by Governor Sununu today. We'll get to in just a moment. But here's what I hope happens in New Hampshire. I hope, and I really do trust New Hampshireites to do this, or New Hampshireanians. I'm not sure what you guys call yourselves, but New Hampshire residents all the same. I hope that the businesses that say you can come in and you don't have to wear a mask, I hope those rise in popularity and profit as opposed to the businesses that require you to wear a mask. So, for instance, if say, Hannaford's decided that they were not, just using them as an example, not necessarily a fact here, but if they were to say, all right, we're lifting the mask mandate on our grocery stores, the one-way aisles are no longer, you know, shop as you did before the pandemic, no capacity restrictions. I remember them used to, not Hannaford's, but my hometown grocery store, they would stand there with a clicker, you know, places at the big box hardware stores, they'd stand there at the front door with a clicker counting people as they came in, capacity restrictions. I hope that, though, say a Hannaford's does that, maybe that's a boon to them. I hope it's a boon to them as opposed to any of the other grocery stores out there that might keep the mask mandate in place at their private residence. And furthermore, I hope that the competition takes note that they're losing business to Hannaford's and decides that they are going to lift their restriction as well. There's nothing more, especially at this point in time, when people have found alternatives to a lot of different services that they once went out in public to perform or receive, they need to find a way of getting people back. And I think a way to do that is loosen up the restrictions, you know, get people back to the old normal, not the new normal. Nobody wants to be shopping around in masks. I've got family members that I love them. Gosh, I love them a lot. But they're younger than me. And they're saying, I don't know, this almost a verbatim quote. I've seen them say on social media, I don't know about you, but even when this pandemic is over, I'm still going to wear my mask out in public. It just makes me feel safer. And I feel better knowing that I'm protecting the ones that I love. From what? From what? That's besides the point. But so Governor Sununu came out today, and again, we'll have the sound tomorrow. But he said that they're lifting the mandate as of tomorrow on masks. He says, we have been very careful from the beginning of this pandemic to take items up individually and make informed decisions. We have never set arbitrary dates unsupported by the data and the science. He said it was important for Granite Staters to know private businesses as well as cities and towns can continue to mandate face coverings. He added anyone who is unable to practice social distancing should also wear a mask. He must have made some deal with somebody, you know, in his administration, you know, the public health experts that are working for him. He must have made a deal. Maybe. And if he called in today, we could have talked about this with him. Maybe he'll call in tomorrow. But the deal must have been something like, all right, I'm going to release the mandate tomorrow. We don't need it anymore. Scared public health expert says, but sir, the COVID is still out there. It's still out there. We need to keep the masks on. No, I'm the governor. People have had enough. I've seen it. I've experienced it. This is over tomorrow. But sir, oh my, the people are going to die. We've got to do something.
Stake here.
We've got to do something. Okay. Calm down. Here's what we'll do. I'm still lifting the mask mandate tomorrow. No, you can't do it. No, listen to me. I'm still going to lift the mask mandate tomorrow. I will let you come down to the press conference with me if you just calm down for a moment. And you can say whatever you want, okay? And the people can believe you or they can choose to believe me. when I say that I'm lifting the mandate. We don't think it's necessary for everybody. Okay, okay. So, Dr. Benjamin Chan, the state's epidemiologist. Can I get some ominous music here, Matt? He said the New Hampshire Department of Health and Human Services would continue to work to protect state health.
Throughout the pandemic, we have advised people to wear face masks to protect themselves and prevent COVID-19 from spreading even when there was no mask mandate. The lifting of the mandate does not diminish the importance of wearing a face mask. The threat to health from COVID-19 is real. Even as restrictions are reduced, we are still in a pandemic, and levels of COVID-19 remain high across the state. We're all gonna die!
Good God. Chan said health officials were still asking people to take steps to protect their own health, as well as the health of their family and friends, and the health of their community. So I'll be interested to see what happens in New Hampshire. Again, I hope that common sense prevails and the people, the power is restored to the people. That's essentially what I think Governor Sununu has been doing here. Is restoring power to the people, giving us our voices back. Us, I say us. I'm in Massachusetts. New Hampshire is a few miles away, but I really hope it works out well for you guys. We're going to be rooting for you. Tom, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Tom.
Taylor, love to hear you.
Thanks.
You hit it right on the head because New Hampshire has really two different groups up here. As you know, and in Hannaford, the big grocery stores, the big hardware stores, the Lowe's, the Home Depots, you're not going to see people complying with the mask. It's too many people that have to throw too many out.
Yeah. I'm glad to hear that, Tom. But, I don't know if you've dared to venture into Massachusetts, Boston proper area. It's no fun here. Still, it's no fun. Thanks very much for the call. I appreciate it. 844-500-4242. John, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Taylor. I've got five or six texts from friends in New Hampshire that are thrilled that Sununu is finally doing this. It was 76 degrees last Saturday here in Massachusetts, if you recall. I saw some people wearing winter hats. I mean, whatever floats your boat. I thought they were morons, but they were wearing winter hats. Some of them were 76 degrees. If you want to wear a mask, like you talked about some of your younger relatives, wear a mask.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I've said from the beginning. And that's what I've argued to a lot of people, but I always get the argument back, you wearing a mask isn't for you, it's for the people around you. No, that's not how it works. That's not how it works. I think that was such a perfectly crafted lie to get people to comply so that If they felt that they didn't need to wear a mask, they were guilt-tripped into wearing one. Thanks very much for the call, John. You know, a lot of these, you're supposed to have this health permission slip, if you will, a verbal permission slip by saying that you have a medical condition that prevents you from wearing a mask, that your condition will worsen if you're wearing a mask. I tried that. I tried that a few months ago, going to a doctor's appointment, and I walked into the door without a mask. They stopped me right there. Sir, could you put on a mask, please? Do you have a mask? Oh, I'm sorry. I have a condition. I can't wear a mask. My breathing is it's not what it should be. Asthma. Whatever I said at the time. And I said, I'm going to get it checked out right now. Yes, sir, but we're sorry. We have to have you wear a mask. And I thought to myself, really? You're going to make somebody who has just told you has a medical condition that affects their breathing, and the reason they're there is to get that checked out and hopefully taken care of, you want to inhibit them further by putting on a mask. All right. And that's when I decided, well, long ago, I've decided that the medical community isn't about science anymore, and I can point to example day after day after day on why that's true. 844-500-4242. Dr. Luke, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Dr. Luke.
Well, you're doing a great job out there, Taylor.
Thank you.
You bet. Hey, instead of panicking about the COVID virus, I figured they'd be rejoicing about the flu virus being down almost 100%. Didn't they practically cure that?
I guess if you want to look at it from a technical standpoint, the flu has been eradicated completely and will never live on this earth again, right, Dr. Luke?
It's kind of an amazing coincidence. And, you know, I mean, we're all looking at Dr. Fauci like he's a fraud. You know, I mean, our governor up here in Maine is losing her footing over here day by day. Nobody likes her. There's more signs up here telling her to go take a hike and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's amazing. They're turning people into Republicans left and right up here.
Now, there's two schools of thought, Dr. Luke, when it comes to the flu numbers, and I'm interested to hear which you belong to. Is it because you believe that the mask has prevented people from catching the flu, or is it because flu numbers have been counted into the COVID-19 numbers, and COVID-19 is the flu?
That's all it is. It is the flu. They're just mixing them up. They're trying to make this thing out worse than it is. So, because next year's an election year, they got to keep this going. We have to keep the fraud going so people can use mail-in ballots in their fraud like they did in 2020.
Right. Thanks very much for the call, Dr. Luke. Mike, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, hey, Taylor. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Quick question. You think Governor Charlie will travel to New Hampshire this weekend on family business?
Do you think that's his MO? I mean, he was in Florida not too long ago for a family affair. Do you think he's going to find an excuse to off to New Hampshire?
I think he likes to travel to states with no mask mandate.
He's like President Scroob from Spaceballs. No, there's no air emergency. Yes, I've heard that same rumor myself. Then he opens the can of Perry Air and takes a big whiff and says, thank God. Thanks very much for the call, Mike. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for the great Howie Carr. This is the Howie Carr Show.
You got to ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
The Howie Carr Show.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. Chelsea Clinton says former President Trump could claim credit for the enormous progress his administration made in swiftly developing the vaccines by releasing photos of himself getting vaccinated. To which I say, why the hell did he need to get vaccinated in the first place? He had COVID-19. He was in a hospital. Don't you remember that? You all laughed at him because he had it. And you know what? He beat it. He beat it. I'm sure he still has the antibodies. And by the way, in that same vein of virtue signaling over, you know, getting the vaccine even though you've had the virus, it must be a prerequisite. It must be a requirement. I think it's now in the rules of science, the way the rules of science have gone and how far they've bent. But it's now a law of physics that in order for the vaccine to work, you have to post a picture of your vaccination card to social media. Everywhere I look on my social media, Facebook, Twitter, whatever it is, I have people posting pictures of themselves and their vaccination cards. Who cares? Is the vaccine going to work better because you posted a picture of the card? I don't know why I bother.
You are so brave.
Yeah.
You are so brave.
Zebra, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Zebra.
Yeah, Taylor, you've got it right. Welcome, call from New Hampshire here, where it's still free and we're willing to die for it.
Where are you in New Hampshire, Zebra? Are you in a metropolis?
I am in the biggest city in New Hampshire. Lots of people coming up from Massachusetts, and we welcome them as the brothers that they are.
So do you think you're still going to be locked down, though, after tomorrow?
We've never had the lockdown.
Right. But the masks, do you think you'll still have masks?
Oh, never did. And only if you put somebody in front of me to say, you can't come in here, did I put one on because I had to go in there. And you can get around these people. No one's pushing it that hard in New Hampshire. And here's the other thing, you got it dead on, that the masks, the vaccines and everything is just for fear, conformity, and to separate us and to destroy individuality. Because here's Pfizer announcing that next year you might need a booster shot for COVID.
Yeah, I did see that story today, Zebra. Thanks very much for the call. And it is exactly that. The masks, I think, were a knee-jerk reaction. I'm not saying they don't work 100%, but I think they work for the people that want them to work. If you're super scared of the super virus that is COVID-19, you were wearing a mask. And the knee-jerk reaction was that, well, everybody should be wearing it in that case, right? And we bought it. We bought it for a while. I'm sure you could look through my social media and find pictures of me wearing masks, thinking I was doing a good thing for my fellow man. But, a lot of us woke up to that. We were being fed the big lie that you're doing it for somebody else. I really think the pendulum is swinging the other way on that, and I congratulate Governor Sununu for bringing it about the other way, where we should now start to see common sense starting to rule over fear. Really quickly, Bruce, go ahead. You're next.
Well, I'm the most common sense guy you ever met. I don't have a smartphone.
I've got 20 seconds, Bruce. 20 seconds. What's your point?
The point is, this is all crap that's killed a lot of more people than Charlie Parker and Sununu.
Yeah. We'll never, thanks for the call, Bruce. We'll never have a real total of how many people we've lost due to depression, suicide, just all kinds of terrible causes that didn't have to happen. Thanks very much. We'll be back tomorrow. I'm Taylor Cormier. This is the Howie Carr Show.